rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree singing a song just for me, just for me.
Everybody, good evening, my beautiful listeners. Thank you all for tuning in today. It is 1:04 a.m., which means it's time for Tuning Out, my radio show, which you are listening to right now, currently. If you're not listening to this, then you're not hearing me say this, so you're not listening. So, you're not welcome here until you start listening. Anyway, how y'all doing? It's just me up here tonight. My typical co-host day is indisposed, I think is how you use that word, and cannot join me, so, yeah, it's just me playing music today, and I've decided to play, I'm gonna introduce it, because I sort of made this theme about maybe 10-15 minutes ago, because I have been occupied with other things over the past week, and didn't have time to come up with a radio show, so, you know, I'm here now and I have to play something. So what am I going to do? I'm going to wing it like I often do. And on the top of my mind was two things, because two things have just happened to me. Both very transformative. First, I ate a Hot Pocket, Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket. Very transformative physically, because now there's a hot pocket inside of me, and it was pretty good, I guess. It actually wasn't great. And I can still taste it a little bit, and it's, you know, I'll stop on that line of reasoning. Second thing that happened is I watched the movie Sentimental Value, which was nominated for like a jillion Oscars this year. And I don't know if it actually won any. It probably did, because it was really good. And that movie ends with the song that I just played, which was Canuck Chase by Labi Siffre. And it's a very cool little needle drop there to end the movie. That's one of those movies where it's, you know, it's a very drama movie, not really any other genres to it. It's just a drama. Just people and, you know, relationships and whatnot, between familial relationships anyway. Sorry, just watch the movie if you want. Don't watch it if you don't want. This isn't a movie thing. It's a dang music thing. Just this music, dude, pretty cool. People are just finding out about it. This music thing where you just, like, put notes together and drums and it, like, makes a song, they're calling it. Pretty cool. I recommend you listen to more of it. Which, good news for you. We got more of it coming up right here. I forgot to say what the theme was. The theme today is like songs like that one, like the sort of folk, but like a little bit sad, but it's got some energy to it, you know? So we'll see how well I can navigate these waters as I kind of just pick songs that I know that I feel like vibe a little bit with that one. So yeah, next up we're going to play Way Dynamic with Miffed It. Might play another one or two Way Dynamic songs after this because I like them quite a bit. And, yeah, they got a similar vibe to what I've got going on here. After that, we're going to play Catch the Wind by Donovan and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan. The movie of which, A Complete Unknown, has Elle Fanning in it, who was also in Sentimental Value. Boom. Cool. Anyway. Here's Way Dynamic with Miffed It, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Free Form Radio. Fun fact, I didn't have it queued up. Oops. What did I say I was playing? Way Dynamic? Miffed It. Alright, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
That's the way it's gonna stay. We drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you. Rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you. Won't ever be the same again. I kiss you like I kissed a friend. Seem to never end. I'd like to notice time, for now the clock forgets to chime. I start to see the end. Not expect. felt so correct. I glance up. Once at you and once at me. Romance up. A feeling strewn across the street. I'd like to notice time, for now the shame is only mine. I start to see the end, goodbye friend. Certainty, I want to be in the warm heart of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes I'd find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
Sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Was a Bob Dylan. I call him Robert. His close friends call him Robert. Dylan with "Don't Think Twice, It's All Right." Before that, we had Donovan, which "Catch the Wind" with "Catch the Wind." And starting those three, we had Way Dynamic with "Miffed It." I think I'm doing a pretty darn good job so far, keeping the vibe relatively sane and coherent. Given that I had not planned this whatsoever and just kind of flying by the seat of my pants here, not listening to any of the songs before I pick them, just kind of remembering them. So, applause for me. Thank you. Thank you. Very quick applause. Could have done some more. Bob Dylan, Donovan, those last two songs, honestly, you could tell me, like, I understand that they're different people, but I mean, basically the same song. They both got the... I mean, Donovan was clearly copying Bob Dylan, because of how big of a hit, you know, Robert ended up being. I call him Robert. You know, with the, you know, that was a freaking good Bob Dylan impression. You can hire me for your birthdays. Anyway, I gotta stop vamping. We're gonna play some music, because that's what you usually do on the radio. Yeah, I'm bored up here. It's just me, so I don't know. Go on the DJ chat if you want on the website. And leave a message if anyone's listening. I don't care, but don't call. I don't want to get any calls. Anyway, we're playing the Backseat Lovers with "Viciously Lonely," and then Nick Drake with "Northern Sky," and Crosby, Stills, and Nash with "Helplessly Hoping," which is a great song. And then I'm gonna figure it out from there. as I often do. Anyway, here we go with, what did I say? The Backseat Lovers with Viciously Lonely. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I have the song actually queued up this time.
House sits upon the cloud, right next door is the lost and found. Piggin' fights with the ghost downstairs, tune off the lights and plug my ears. Viciously lonely, lost respect. My best friend is the crick in my neck. Sit back and stone me, toss your rocks. Pretty good aim if you count headshots. Spend a couple hours a day waiting by the phone, hoping there's nothing to say. But I've got the feeling that my wake-up call is on its way. But as my youth begins to expire, I'll slowly put a little less wood on the fire. But maybe it'll turn light. Roll of old film, a bottle of wine, waiting to spill. Viciously lonely, tossed around. Most these days, stuck in town. So come on and show me, lay it down. Abandon the deep end and try to get. Still barking at fireworks show.
The empty place inside. heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams. He worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other.
Was Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. One of my favorite songs. So it's probably, I think it might be the first time I've played it here on the radio on WMFO, but probably not the last. I've got at least another year and a half of this. I say at least because I'll be here over the summer, I believe, and might get a radio show. We'll see. I know all zero of my loyal listeners just started freaking out, so wherever you guys may be, all zero of you, I look forward to maybe being here over the summer. So, I don't know, we'll see. None of it's planned. Anyway, it's time for a public service announcement, so be ready to be publicly serviced. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. That's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I flubbed it at the end there. Gosh darn it. That's kind of a... It's very true. Very true. If you can walk somewhere, you should probably walk there. Recommending me to walk to where I need to go on the T, not so good an idea, because typically where I need to go is quite far away. Although, to be fair to them, to be fair to the PSA writers, I recently watched Project Hail Mary in Assembly Row, in the AMC over there in IMAX. You know, I know, I'm better than you. I watched it in IMAX. I know, sorry, I didn't mean that. Anyway, I and we took the train there. Which was like a 45-minute train ride, and we almost missed the train back because it went so long, because it started at like 9:30, and it's like a 2.5-hour movie. So we're like, oh, shoot, are we going to have to like call an Uber back, or like maybe walk back, God forbid? And then we checked the map, and it was like an hour walk from Assembly Row to campus, and like I mentioned, it was a 45-minute train ride. So... I mean, that's an extra 15 minutes. But, like, when you're walking, I don't know, I feel like if this happens on the train, too, where you kind of just, like, zone out and time just, like, passes really quickly. But, like, when you're walking, I feel like you can kind of just, you know, go autopilot and appear somewhere else when your brain starts working again. Like little teleportation. Man, something about getting behind a microphone just makes you want to talk and talk and talk. Maybe it's because No, I need to play music. Stop. No, I can't just be yapping this whole time. What do we got next? We got Bon Iver with Wash, another LBC Frey open play, Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying, which was the impetus for this whole show because I watched, for those of you who are just tuning in to Tuning Out, which is the name of the show, those of you who are just tuning in, I watched Sentimental Value, which closes with a LBC Frey song, Canuck Chase. And I was loving the vibe at the end of there. I was like, let's have a whole radio show for that. So it's all kind of been like melancholy folk type music. And hopefully will continue to be such music. Anyway, this one, Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying, is another song that I heard through a movie. I'd heard Canuck Chase before, and I liked it before. It just wasn't, it happened to be at the end of Sentimental Value. But this one, it was at the end of The Holdovers, a great movie. And I liked it a lot, so I added it to my Spotify. And the rest is history, as they say. Not a very exciting history, mostly just comprises of me listening to it maybe once every couple months. But the rest is history. And then we're going to play Nico with These Days, which is also in a movie, I believe, Royal Tenenbaums. If you can't tell, I watch too many movies and listen to too much music. Anyway, we're going to play, what did I say was first? Bon Iver with Wash. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been
with These Days. And we also had there La BC Frey with Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying, and Bon Iver with Wash with a period at the end of it. Speaking of at the end of it, we've got about three songs left, and I'll be out of here, out of your hair. Actually, I don't think I'm in your hair right now. I'm probably, if anywhere, in the studio doing a radio show. So, yeah. Still figuring all that out. And we're going to play three more songs here. I'm going to play some Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. Michael Cera, the actor of Arrested Development fame. Clay Pigeons. And then another Wade Dynamics song to end it with The Others. Which I honestly don't really recall how that one goes. But I know I like the artist a lot. And yeah, I know it's going to be at least a good song. We'll see how it does following Clay Pigeons. You know, a new experience for all of us. And that'll be about 9 minutes of music, and we've got about 9 minutes left in the show. So I'm just going to wrap it up here and start playing this music for y'all. And yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Tuning Out. I'll be back here again next week, same time next week, 1 a.m., Friday nights, Saturday mornings, whatever you want to think of it as, with Tuning Out. And hopefully I'll have a show planned beforehand instead of just freewheeling it. Although, to be honest, I've quite liked how this turned out, so who knows, maybe I'll do this again next week and I just lied to you. So yeah, this is going to be the Sound of Silence acoustic version by Simon and Garfunkel, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered in the sounds of
sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. Just have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with 2 or 3 kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about 2 or 3 times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day and start talking again. And I know what to say.